Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Reformatory, a novel by Tananarive Due. Read by Jonice Abbott Pratt.
For Robert Stevens, my great uncle who died at the Dozier School for Boys in Mariana, Florida, in 1937. He was 15 years old. Patricia Gloria Stevens Due, 1939 to 2012. I miss you, Mom. John Dorsey Due, Jr., freedom lawyer. Thank you for collaborating with me, Dad. Part 1. McCormick Road. 1. June 1950. Gracetown, Florida. Robert Stevens held his breath and counted to 3, hoping to see Mama. Some mornings his nose tickled with a trace of talcum powder or Madam C.J. Walker's glossine hair grease, and he felt something hovering over him, watching him sleep. His groggy brain would think, Mama, if he gasped or sat up too quickly or even wiped the sleep from his eyes, it was gone, like a dream. But sometimes, when the June daylight charged early through the thin curtain and broke the darkness, movement glided across the red glow of his closed eyelids, like someone walking past his bed. He felt no gentle kisses or fingertips brushing his forehead. No whispers of assurances and motherly love. Nothing like what people said ghosts were supposed to be. Much less your dead mama. That morning he was patient, counting the way he'd practiced. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, and slitted his eyes open. A woman's shadow passed outside of the window above him, features appearing in the gaps between the sheets of tinfoil taped across the glass. In a white dress, maybe? Maybe. Moving fast, in a hurry. Mama! The shadow didn't stop, or turn around, or step inside the room through the wall to show her face. His hope that she would say something to him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?